from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show in Chicago. It's a very, very good show.
Afternoons on the Score.
So Jed Hoyer is at Wrigley Field. We're going to have Mark Grody with a Bears report from a busy day at Hallis Hall. And it's the last time that Jed will speak before the trade deadline, which is coming up. And they lost 2-3 to Arizona. Now it's this massive series. Like, to say that this series is a must win is underselling the series.
Yeah, it's a must sweep.
Feels like a must sweep.
I think it's absolutely a must sweep. And as broken as I've been, I mean, the only way that you get anybody back and you get any sort of sense of belief, I think, is if you win out between now and the 30th, man. I mean, you've lost 2 out of 3 of the first series. You have 7 games left before. So you've got 3 here and then 3 in Kansas City. That's hard to imagine a win out. But look, if you sweep Milwaukee, then you can possibly look at the division as more viable in addition to wherever you get with the wild card.
I mean, you're still 10 games out right now, so you'd be 7 out, which is where Pittsburgh sits, but you'd be under 500.
And you'd still be looking at yourself and expecting this team to be better in the rest of the season. And there's not that many games left. I know there's this feeling of, oh, they just finished the first half. But what is there 62 games left? How many games?
Less. They've played 101 games, so there's 61.
There's 61 games left.
That's not a lot of games.
That's 20 less than half the season. See?
You.
Still got
you.
It.
You're good.
Still got it, baby. And here's the thing. Even if they do decide to pivot to sell, what do they really have to sell that would change the fortunes and change the construct of this team? Your corner outfielders, who are both hitting well right now, or at least they were hitting well, Ian Happ and Seiya Suzuki, they both have full no-trade clauses. So
yeah, I mean, they could waive them theoretically, so you'd listen and have the conversation, but I agree that makes it much more unlikely.
Those are both guys making either 19 or 20 or 21. Cody Bellinger being hurt, I mean, it's not completely impossible that they find somebody to take him, but it's extremely unlikely over these next 8 days.
No, but it's the cells will – they do not have – Crochet and Robert and guys like that, but they also will still be trying to win next year, so they should listen on anyone. They should listen on Tyone.
Well, and Bruce reported that, and Tyone's making 18 this year, 18 next year, and the year after that. Tyone is having a good moment and a very good season, and so that's why they will listen.
Yeah, so you should absolutely listen on Tyone. You should absolutely listen on Nico. I wouldn't want it, obviously, but you would have to listen on anyone. Not that he's the problem with the team, but Bellinger, Neris, Tyone, any relief pitcher.
Mark Leiter Jr.
Would be one. Yeah, absolutely.
You created in your pitch lab by giving him a splitter, and he's been your most consistent reliever by a mile.
Yeah, of course you would trade him.
Yeah,
of course you would. It sucks because, man, I mean, Morel.
Yeah.
Morel, you'd have to say, hey, if some team wants Morel for just raw power and for DH for the playoff push, go right ahead.
Interesting idea from somebody on Hit and Run yesterday. Jazz Chisholm, the center fielder and second baseman for the Marlins. Would the Marlins take Pete Crow Armstrong? And would you consider doing that? You get a slightly older A slightly older player, and he's certainly imperfect, and he's nowhere near defensively what PCA is.
I don't think they would do that. I think that they still believe in PCA. I'd be very, very, very surprised if they traded him.
I struggle with seeing his offensive upside against fastballs. Guy really struggles with hitting fastballs in a league that throws him a lot, especially to him.
Yeah, to him. Yeah, throwing less, right? The guys are getting less fastballs.
Well, yeah, but everybody's got him. Everybody's got a real one.
Very busy Bears report. Really busy 5 o'clock hour for us, as we'll then hear from Jed Hoyer from Wrigley Field after a Bears report with Mark Grody. Don't go anywhere. This is The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.